Welcome to Module 4 of our Mastery Program. Drop 4, drop the pain. This is where you move beyond the pain of upset, and we know how that can be.
So you've gone through the first three drops. You've paused, you've reflected, you've accepted responsibility, and now it's time to reconnect to your best self, your higher self.
But there's something stopping you from accessing that.
Yeah.
That is the stuff that we've swept under the rug.
And we find that most couples have this stuff under the rug.
We do sometimes too.
Yeah.
And but we realize we've got to pull it back out because it's just going to cause all kinds of problems.
And one thing, don't worry, you don't have to pull it all out under the rug. We'll teach you a way how to reset, reconnect without doing all that.
Reconnecting to your higher self. That's the self that we, our best self, the person that we actually want to be, which we normally, hopefully, are to a good extent. But we've got in an upset, we've got all upset, we've got into conflict, we're not reflecting, we're not taking responsibility, we're no good to each other, we're no good to anyone. Mm. So this module is going to give you all the techniques how to move forward.
And there's a second part to drop 4, which is the third alternative. This is when you're really getting into solving your problems, resolving and solving
but
your
I
problems.
But I don't think we should tell them.
But we won't tell them anymore.
Because in the module, they're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
Okay, we're going to see you in module 4.
Looking forward to it.
So congratulations, you've gone through those first three steps, pausing, reflecting, and accepting the responsibility to get through the conflict. So now it's time for another drop of goodness, and this fourth drop is called the reset. But before we begin, there's something I want to go through again, and it's because it's so important. And this message is one that really does make a huge difference in practicing this formula. So all the five drops are crucial for successful outcomes. But if I had to pick one, it would be drop number 2, reflecting, is the one that opens the door to resolving conflicts. I've personally found that before I can reset myself, I sometimes have to revisit this drop number 2, reflection, a few times in the process just to really understand how it's happening for the other person. Now make sure you have both reflected how it is for the other. So important here. Now if you've done drop 2 correctly, you will be starting to feel that possibility of working through the upset. If not, like me sometimes, you might have to consider revisiting the reflective drop.
That was a really important point for you, Vimala. I know that you really wanted to make that so that,
yeah,
when we go through the different drops, we find that unless you get into reflection, then things don't start to really move.
Yeah.
So now let's introduce you to what we're going to call the reset. Now, what exactly is a reset? Resetting is all about how we deal with the upset and get back to that loving place. We've already taken the three major steps in the right direction by pausing, and things get heated, we're reflecting. Now that we've calmed down about it, we start thinking about how it is for the other person. And we've taken full responsibility for our actions and to do whatever it takes to get through this upset. Now we're approaching the right kind of consciousness to be able to work through to the other side of a conflict. So when we get back to being the person that we really want to be, that's resetting ourselves.
So the question comes up, how do you do it? Well, it's a little bit like a computer. Simply stated, resetting means to realign ourselves back to where we want to be in our life. And once we've done those first three drops, it's much easier to do that. It's getting in touch with our true, what we call North principles, the things that we actually want in our relationships. So we sometimes call it our higher self or our best self. That's what a reset is.
The reset presents us with a new way forward. It offers us an exciting new opportunity to get back to the relationship we want to have. But all too often, we find that we've got stuff blocking our path to getting back to where we want to be.
And for most people, the idea of getting back to that loving place sounds really great and wonderful. It's where we want to be. But for many couples, we've had this experience, getting back to that loving place may still seem like light years away. Once we were counseling a couple and we worked with them through the first three drops, they got it. Pausing, reflecting, accepting responsibility, that was easy. But when we got to the concept of the reset, getting back to that loving place in the relationship, the wife began to look quite doubtful and she said something like, well, I can't even remember that loving place. It was so long ago. And the husband was agreeing, saying, we just have so much resentment between us. So this kind of response would always tell us that the couple has piled up what we call the stuff under the rug, those unresolved issues.
Let's show you a short video clip that illustrates what we're talking about. It's a condensed version of every sort of argument under the sun. It's all rolled into one video clip. Now you might hear yourself in some of these parts of the clip. Check out how this couple invariably end up sweeping their issues under the rug and end up pretending that there's no real problem.
You always do this, you know, you always do this.
Oh, right, I forgot. Everything's my fault.
I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, you think you are so much smarter than me.
I just need space, all right? Just give me some space.
Listen to me. For once in your life, just listen, please.
You're doing it again. You're doing it right now.
What? What am I doing?
You're doing it right now.
What?
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 Oh, this is just like you.
Oh, here we go.
God, I am right here. You know, I am right here.
You know what? This is great. This is real great.
You're a jerk. You know that? You're just a real asshole.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know.
You, it is always about you.
I'm aware.
My mother was right about you.
Is this a fight?
We are in a fight. We are fighting.
What are we even fighting about?
I should have listened to my sister.
What's the point?
I cannot stand when you do this.
When I do what?
When you do everything.
You know what? You're wrong.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're always wrong. I am always right.
You think you're so smart.
You said that already.
What?
You just said that.
What?
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 Oh my God, just stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Don't even get me started.
Okay, you know what? I won't, because I am done with this and I am done with you.
I hate your guts.
I hate your guts.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm sorry.
I am also sorry. Give me a hug.
Okay.
Let's never fight again, okay?
Okay. I love you so much.
I love you too.
You're the best.
I think you're the most handsome man.
It's quite funny watching all those arguments rolled into one. So it isn't the small issues that cause the big reaction. It's all those accumulated things that we keep stuffing under the rug. We keep ignoring them. We pretend they're not there, but it is there, and it's undermining our every interaction.
The video shows us how we get stuck with dysfunctional patterns. Remember we talked about them earlier in some of the modules before? It shows the inability to realize that something's not working here. Remember in drop one, that's one of the first things. They really just kept bashing ahead, going ahead. They didn't pause or stay calm and take a deep breath. They just issue after issue. And it showed us that without a formula or a process for working through upsets, the only option is to sweep it under the rug. And at the end, they really showed that, oh, our love's greater than this. We love each other. Let's just move on. It's going to be great from here on in, now that we love each other. But really, it's what...
Sounds like a recipe for disaster, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not convinced that it's going to be great from there on in. No. So really, they've just been...
They've got issues. So because we don't have the tools to deal with all that stuff that comes up in our relationships, it does seem like the only option is to ignore them and to move on. But the stuff under the rug, it's insidious. You can pretend that the issue has gone away, but it's just building up until even the slightest issue seems to spark this huge volcanic upset. Sometimes you scratch your head in bewilderment that such a small thing could cause this huge explosion. You might say something like, hey, where did this come from?
And why it's happening is because it constantly impacts that stuff under the rug. We don't think it's there, but it's impacting every interaction, and slowly it kills off a loving relationship.
Doomed.
So there's a myriad of ways to sweep things or issues under the rug. And couples become expert at it. They don't know that they're experts, but they can qualify. And see, we're just going to run through a few. See if you can recognize any of them.
Okay, avoidance. This was my style. I got expert at this. Just pretend nothing happened. You grin and you bear it with a smile. Actually, some of us don't even bother with the grin. We actually scowl and sulk, but we still shove it under the rug. Actually, we don't want to touch the problem because we're too scared. We're scared of it escalating into a conflict. We have been there before and it was not pretty.
Second one is helplessness. There's nothing I can do about it. We don't want to deal with this. It's going to be stressful. And we kind of just settle for an uncomfortable truce. We still feel the strain when we don't deal with it, but we hope with, you know, unfounded optimism that it's miraculously going to go away. I don't know what to do.
Another style is competition. This is might is right. I win, you lose. Someone wins through aggression or their argumentative force, and someone loses, even if just to keep the peace, like my mother used to say. You become the proverbial martyr, and from this, resentment always builds up, and the relationship is always tense. Now, this situation is ripe for volcanic explosions.
The fourth one is to compromise. Now, this sounds good, and on the whole, it's generally a less volatile option, but it's still more or less a lose-lose. We compromise just to keep the peace, but both persons are suppressed and secretly unhappy with the result. We push it under the rug, and we settle for less than what we really want or what we can have. So whatever style you adopt, it builds up that frustration, the resentment, and the lack of self-expression.
If you don't have the right tools to work through your upsets, all that repressed energy is actually going to work against you. And without any clear solution, you more or less always end up sweeping them under the rug. It doesn't work.
So what is the best way for devotees to address their relationship issues? Traditional counseling and therapy is something that we turn to. We don't have a lot available within our society, and we find that we need help, so we go there. And the current model that they use is more about revisiting the past. They ask you to recapture, analyze what actually your emotions are, your feelings, who said what, who did what were the compelling factors of your upset. Now, it becomes quite in detail. We go through so many things in that system. It's a sort of psychoanalysis, and it brings up lots of trauma, revisiting the past. Can you imagine trying to drag up all the stuff from the past?
It's about trauma, isn't it? Neglect, abuse, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of time invested in doing it, and it costs often quite a bit of money. And statistics show that it's not very successful, the whole process. It's sort of like a criminal investigation. Who did this? Who did that? Who was right? Who was wrong? And we end up with some kind of fancy, possibly expensive, time-consuming blame game.
We often find the same with couples that come to us for counseling. When they get to the point that they finally agree to get some counseling, they are both very eager to be heard and to bring up the past problems, all that stuff they've been stashing under the rug. Now they finally want it all out in the open, and they always want us to help prove who was right or who was wrong. They're really amazed when we tell them we don't really need to know about that.
No, this all sounds pretty awful. It's hard to find where to go to deal with these things, but here's the good news. When you use the five drop formula, you don't have to go back and attempt to fix all the stuff that's under the rug. I'm going to say that again. With this formula, you don't have to drag up all that stuff. Rather than fixating on the past issues, instead we take shelter of a spiritual solution that moves us beyond the problem and creates a new way forward. Now this next step that we're going to just introduce, it's so simple, but at the same time it works just like a magic formula. Bimala's going to explain that.
So the first step of this magic formula is acknowledging that you do indeed have issues. Now this gives you the answer to why you feel all that resentment, that frustration and anger towards your husband and wife. And this is a really important thing.
However, attempting to drag it all out, like we've been saying, the upsets and fix them, is counterproductive. So we've really got to let the past be where it is and be prepared to move beyond those past issues that are certainly there. They've got to be acknowledged, but dragging them all up is not going to fix it.
And it's worth reminding ourselves here that many of our issues come about as a result of these long-standing dysfunctional patterns. The issues in themselves are not your real problem. The real problem is not having the right tools to work through them. But now you do have the tools. You have the tools to deal with them. That is, drops 1, 2, 3, and coming up, drop 4. So issues will always be part of a healthy relationship. We don't need to be scared of them. As Srila Prabhupada said, don't expect utopia.
The magic formula or spiritual solution is all about being in the moment. Now, this is exemplified by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We all know this. Forget the past that sleeps, nor in the future dwell. Live with times that are with thee in progress, thy shall call. So this is about being fully in the present moment, and that opens up a new world of possibility. It's a spiritual perspective, letting go of the past. The only thing that really exists is the moment. The past has gone. The future is yet to come, but being in the moment. So we focus on this as the way forward.
So in order to reset to our higher or better self, we need to let our upset go. And those first three drops, they give us the foundation to do that. We need to shift our focus from what went wrong to looking at what's working right now. Be in the moment, acknowledge and celebrate how far you've come together.
In the context of moving beyond conflict, this means focusing on the positive interactions that you're having right now in your relationship as you're both sitting together attempting to work through this upset together. Now, this isn't a small thing. You fan that small spark of success. Right now, you've realized you've got a problem, there's a conflict, but you've paused, you've reflected how it is for the other person. You've accepted responsibility. I know I can do something to work with this. And you're resetting now in this drop, in this part of the formula. So this transformation, this fanning of it, we're going to talk more about that in module 5, but this is the beginning of it. Use the power of holding this new perspective to propel you forward beyond conflict. Stay in the moment. Look at what's happening right now. Stop being fixated in the past.
The second part of this module takes us beyond conflict to the place where you really are ready to realign to your higher self. So now that you've moved beyond your unresolved issues, it's time to reset back to being that great person you truly are, and then to begin to reset the relationship back to that loving place, regardless of whatever upsets have taken place in the past. Your relationship is much bigger than any upset, and now you have the tools to work through to the other side with confidence.
And this takes, you know, it takes a conviction and it takes a cool head. It's easy when we talk about this, you think, oh, but he did this to me. I mean, she's been, and you can keep going on with that story.
And you feel helpless to do anything about it.
Yep.
But now you've got the tools you can.
So now that you're clear of whatever was keeping you stuck, move forward. Your old dysfunctional patterns, your conflicts, create a new moment where the old stuff is no longer your point of reference. She did this, he did that, he said that, he's always treated me that.
You let it go.
Yeah. Your new point of reference is focusing on the other person's truly great qualities and their all-important contribution to your life. Now, don't worry. Again, I'll say it. And drop five, you're really going to get excited by this pouring on the energy. And that's in the next module.
So when you reset yourself to being the person you and everyone else wants you to be, you're really in the best position to work through your problem with what Srila Prabhupada called a cool head, and that is using reflection and empathy.
Now that we've given up the blame game, you can put your head together, or put your heads together, and come up with solutions that work for you both.
We're going to give you a little story that amplifies this. Recently, there was this young couple we know, and they have a little baby, and they were preparing to go on a 10-day spiritual retreat. They knew that they wanted to leave early in the morning, as they had a long distance to travel. Now, the mother was particularly anxious that they leave before her toddler became overtired so that she could settle the baby down in the car, and hopefully the baby would even sleep for a few hours. However, our husband, he had some business details to attend to before he left, so his priority was different. It was to get them done. So as we all know, everything usually takes longer than we expect. There must be some law about this. So time was rolling on. Mum was getting more anxious and tense, but our heroic husband, he was also beginning to feel a little annoyed and perhaps unappreciated. So this situation was ripe for conflict. Now, they were trained in our drop, so the first thing the husband did was to notice where this was going and to drop the flame and keep calm, step number one. Now, there wasn't time to take a walk, so he dropped the flame by consciously keeping his calm, reassuring his wife that they would leave very soon, and then he even took the time to tune into her concerns, empathize with her, and reflect with her, drop number two. So by doing this, she was able then to appreciate that there were some important things that he really needed to finish before they left. Then they were both able to reset themselves, number four, back to that loving place and work through the problem. This is where the third alternative enters. They decided to leave a bit later than planned and give the baby a sleep before the trip. This took the pressure off the whole situation. They both related to us later that if that had not been conscious about how to follow the five drops, they would have both been hurtled into their usual pattern of sulking or blaming and some very heated exchanges, all the while trying to pacify a very overtired and cranky baby. This could have lasted, they said, for hours. So I hope that short story provided you with just a little window into what's possible when you use these five drops together. So once you reset back to being that better self, you can get creative with your solutions and find ones that work well with you both. That's what we do, don't we? We get creative, we stick with it until we've got something that really resonates with both of us.
Stephen Covey, a famous author, he talks about the third alternative. And this means instead of just compromising, you intentionally work together to think up something that works for both of you. You can test the strength of the alternative by asking the other person, would this work for you? How would that work for you?
For a practical example of how the third alternative works, we'd like to go back and revisit our map navigation problem from Module 2. Do you remember that one? And we're going to tell you how we came up with our third alternative that solved it.
Now, we've got to say it once more. We're still embarrassed to say that we played this out for maybe nearly 20 years. It's quite embarrassing. But anyway, we're learning through from experience. Before we finally paused and saw, hey, we need to come up with another alternative. So we worked on that solution.
Yeah, I remember that day when we kind of said, this is not working. It's never worked. So once we managed...
I think she said it a little louder at that time. This has never worked.
I might have had a bit more emotion behind it. But once we'd paused, we managed to get to the next step, which is drop number two. We started to reflect and understand how it is for the other person. For example, I could make the shift and realize how hard it was actually for my husband to drive and think about the directions at the same time. Then my husband was also able to realize that it wasn't easy for me to accurately read maps the way he expected.
Yeah, and it's so easy to think how it is for yourself. Mm. You know, I'm trying to drive this car, and I'm trying to navigate the same. This is ridiculous. And yeah, I could make a whole big story, and I used to do it. But I finally got it that how is it for my wife?
Yeah, so once we understood, we were able to empathize with each other, and then we moved into drop three. We accepted responsibility. I was able to admit, take responsibility, that maps were not easy for me, especially when I'm under pressure. I used to turn them upside down. Once I felt understood, I no longer felt attacked, and so I didn't need to defend myself. So then it was time to reset ourselves back to being in alignment with who we are as a couple, our higher selves. At this stage, we were actually in the best place to come up with a solution. So enter third alternative. We came up with this third alternative to solve our problem. Now remember, this was quite some time before GPS technology. Our solution was simple. My husband would look up our destination before we went out and work out exactly how to get there. I would just be quiet when needed so that he could concentrate on where we were going and just enjoy the ride. I loved it. He loved it. It works well to this day, and we still don't have a GPS.
No. And the tendency is there, and you're going to see this yourself, your dysfunctional patterns, because you get in the car and it seems sort of, you could do the navigating, but we stop ourselves occasionally. We go towards that.
I always say, let's not.
Yeah. So as you become skilled in using the five drops of this formula, coming up with alternative solutions will become easier and easier. And it's going to take time, and also to come up with the right one, it might come instantly, or it may take a day or two or three or whatever it takes to say, hey, we're going to come up with something, and Krishna will supply the answers.
And the opportunities.
So here's a quick review of what you've learned today about how to drop the pain in your relationship by getting back to that place, resetting ourselves. The first thing is to be aware of the stuff under the rug. Now this stuff is, remember, is a result of accumulated unresolved issues. You may be shocked that you have years of stuff under there. These unresolved issues cause deep resentment in any relationship, and you don't have to go back and fix them all. They're automatically dissolved just by acknowledging that they do exist and then moving beyond them. And you follow the five drops, you'll never have to sweep anything under the rug again, because you'll be equipped to effectively deal with your conflicts.
So you need to identify your patterns, work proactively to recognize and dissolve them. And to do this, you realign with your higher self, working through the first three drops, pause, reflect, accept responsibility.
Then you'll be at the right place to kind of look at, hey, now I'm back to being the person I want to be, instead of being all upset. And
yeah, sometimes we want to do that. We're right in the middle of an upset and we do want to go back. But we haven't. If you haven't worked through those first three drops, you can't do it. You've found you get stuck. So if you work through those first three, the reset button should flow naturally and you'll be able to get back to your higher self. Then be proactive. Find a third alternative. Now, this might take some thought and creativity, but the more you do it, the easier it will become. After a while, you realize that you have so many more choices to explore than you generally settle for, and it can actually be quite fun.
Now, here's a very important tip. Don't try and reset others. It's really tempting to want to reset someone, and we all like to fix someone and change them, but it doesn't actually work. We can only reset ourselves. When we try to reset others, they get the message that you're just trying to control me and fix me and change me. And it usually invokes the old attack and defense response.
How does this sound like? Prabhu, I think you need to reset yourself. How do you think that'll go versus, okay, now that I realize and understand where you are coming from, Drop number two, reflect. I think I need to reset myself. Then we can work together to solve the problem. So as in drop two, drop the vein, when we reflect on how it is for others, it inspires and encourages them to do the same. So when you reset, it's similar. Others feel safe to drop their defenses and are inspired to do the same.
Once again, it's time for you to put all these ideas into practice. Remember, doing your homework is the guaranteed best way to get everything you want from this training. And I can't overemphasize the importance of the homework. Research shows that when learning is not immediately put into practice, 80 to 90% of what you learn is forgotten in a couple of days, and practically 100%, 98 to 99% in a month or so. So that's a scary statistic, but it doesn't actually have to be that way. You're already well on your way to experiencing a new level of a relationship based on these spiritual principles of the five drops. Stick with your commitment to do the homework. That's drop three, accepting responsibility. Keep resetting yourself. That's today's drop. Drop four, so that you'll arrive totally prepared for module five, energizing for success.
So, for this week's homework, or practice, if homework brings up bad memories for you, we can call it practice.
We are school teachers, it's homework time.
So your practice or homework for this week, see if you can recognize your style of how you sweep your stuff under the rug. You've all got a style. It's easy to recognize. Then reflect and, if possible, discuss with your spouse how it's impacted your relationship. What price have you paid playing out this all the time? Then number three, practice resetting yourself when you slip into old dysfunctional patterns. After you've gone through those first three drops, it should flow on, both personal and relational.
Now that we know how to use the first four drops to help get back on track with our relationship, in our final module, we're going to discuss creating a new way forward.
So in drop number five, you're going to learn how to transform any conflict into an opportunity for a deeper, loving relationship.
In the next module, we're going to look at the fifth drop. We've already covered 1 to 4, where we're focused on overcoming upsets and the need to reset yourself, but back to the person you always want to be. In drop five, we focus on what Srila Prabhupada instructed all of us to do as his followers, to follow the example of the honeybee.
We really want to pour on this drop. Our final module is pour on the energy, and this develops the spiritual principle of always searching for the nectar and focusing on the good qualities in others. It's the surefire way to have authentic and loving relationships. It's really proactive, so don't miss out on this one.
So until then, remember to use the first four drops every chance you get. Do your homework and let us know how you're going with it. We'll see you in module five to energize for success. So until then, Hare Krishna to everyone.
Hare Krishna. See you there.